guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of bells. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
It does.
How are you? I can't hear you.
I'm good.
There you are.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Lynn. Morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Lynn.
I think we covered everybody.
Good morning, Jefferson.
Yay!
Jeffersonians! You're listening live on KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
If you want to, whether you want to or not.
Uh-huh. If you have any questions or comments, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 605-4567.
Are you sure?
I am.
Okay, good.
Tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnyview Road, we will be talking about a number of things. We'll be mentioning some things about the court case, but we are going to go into the Greater Idaho Movement. We're going to add some clarity to that. We have received a 38-page document from the folks who started that up. And by the way, that's an Oregon position. In other words, the people from Idaho didn't ask the people from Oregon to come over. The people from Oregon said, can we come over? And can we come out and play with you? So that was kind of what happened there. We'll discuss that. We'll go into it. We're going to answer questions about it. But we've done a thorough study, and they have given us, again, their 38-page document. We talked quite a bit about it last week on the program. If you hadn't heard that program, I suggest that you go to our archive at kcnr1460.com, go to the programming, to the archive button, and go to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, and pop that little cadiddy and roll it, 9 o'clock. Go. A couple of other announcements tomorrow. If you are supporting Dr. Danuka and Patrick Jones, two patriots, we have a support rally. It'll be on Cypress and Hilltop. Bring your signs and flags, and it's a support rally for Dr. Danuka and Patrick Jones. It starts at 11:30, and it will go through 12:30. That's tomorrow. Also, there's a couple of other things we've got going on here. There's a town hall coming up on Sunday, March the 15th at 1 p.m. at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. That's 650 Antelope Boulevard in Red Bluff, California. Sunday, March 15th. Doors open at noon. It starts at 1. The topics of discussion will be the Second Amendment, the state of Jefferson. The Cottonwood Minutemen will be talking about what they do. And the Tehama County Deputy Association will be speaking there also.
And that's a call to action, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
The main speakers are Mark Baird, Jeanette Finnegan, Mark Herr, and Woody Clendenin. Now, Jeanette Finnegan will also be speaking on Monday, March the 16th, at the Reading Patriot meeting at 6 p.m. And she'll also be showing, I think it's part 2. It could be part 3. Did we see part 2?
I don't remember.
I don't remember whether it was 2 or 3. But
sorry.
Anyway, she's showing the part of Dead Man Talking,
yeah,
which is the video that was made by LaVoy Finnegan before
he was murdered.
Yeah.
By the government.
Yep. Wonderful. So, let's see. Something else we need here, and I want to put this out there. You know, we do this radio program every week, and Mark Kent and Linda do the Sovereign Mind program right after us from 10 to 12. And we're looking for sponsors. It does cost us some money, although KCNR and Carl and Linda Bott have been very gracious. They've given us a good price on what we do, but we still have to have the money for it. If you could be a sponsor, you're a business out there and you want to sponsor us, you could call me at 530-246-9706, 530-246-9706, or you can call North State Consultants and ask for Linda Kent or Mark Kent at 530-221-0101. But it would be helpful, you know, if we could get six or seven sponsors that would sponsor us, and of course we would give you ads, we would discuss your business, et cetera, or whatever it is, that whether you're maybe you're just a community group. But, you know, we do need help with that, and that would be well appreciated.
And keep in mind, too, that we volunteer to do this every Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a volunteer thing.
Well,
here.
We pay for it.
Well, we pay the right. radio show station to have the show on, but the work that goes into it is all volunteer.
And that's the way it generally works. Because remember, Wynn and I we're just citizens here. We're not running for office. We're not like celebrities. We're nothing like that. We just come in here and we try to facilitate stuff to where we can get awareness in our community and in the state. And hopefully in other places about all the things that are going on, like that new California law, the new Assembly Bill law, that where now department stores will be ordered to have boys and girls clothes together. It will be a dual gender thing because you don't know if Johnny's going to feel like Joanne that day, so he may want to dress. That's a new law. I kid you not. I mean, it's like how much more do we take? So before I go any further, I want to address what happened this last week. On Wednesday, February 26th, there was a flyer that went out that, you know, it's been covered in the news, all that good stuff, from the Jefferson Military Simulation Committee.
Is that a committee of one? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, so they sent a flyer out. It freaked out some people. The flyer said, you remember what America means. You remember what freedom you have fought for. This is talking to ex-military, former law enforcement, gun lovers, rescue workers, self-defense experts, and veterans. Communism fell around the world because of your strong stance for freedom. What happened to all the communists? Now they're trying to take over America. The great state of Jefferson is under siege by communists that want to control every aspect of your life. Their claw for power is strong, but not stronger than the freedom bond that unites the great state of Jefferson. Show them you did not fight in vain. Your honor to your country and duty to your future generations is at stake. May your bond with freedom and justice prevail. May the torch of your legacy burn bright. May the tones of your story ring loud. Time is now. When we meeting here? Oh, it says down here Wednesday, February 26th at 4 p.m. at the gravel lot in the south intersection of Cypress and the Sacramento River. Cost, everything you own. On the bottom it says, this is a real-world military simulation offering ranking perks for contestants willing to contribute skill and time. Okay. First of all, the state of Jefferson had nothing to do with that. We didn't know who it was. In fact, nobody knew who it was till this character named Bo Diggins showed up. When you look at the flyer, it says Jefferson Military Simulation Committee at 144 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, California. A couple of things my partner pointed out to me, Mr. Wynn Carpenter. He said, you know, there is no 144 East Cypress. There isn't any. And also that Redding, California, on that side of the river would be 96002, not 96001, which was
correct,
which was absolutely very astute on your part. So there was no way to get a hold of this character. There was nothing here that was really of any substance. It came from a fake address, and you're supposed to meet in a gravel field. Okay, so fast forward. This event happened. I was asked to do an interview, which I did, with the Record Searchlight. I did one with Action News, NBC, ABC, excuse me, NBC, CBS affiliates, Channel 12 and 24. Did about a 4 or 5 minute thing with them. Did another one where I went over to KRCR, I talked to Mike Mangus for a bit, and, you know, assured them that this isn't something we're doing. Now, when this character showed up, his name was Bo Diggins, it was?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was wearing a wig
okay.
with sunglasses and was standing there with an ammo box. I guess he had some money in it. And I know Nick Gardner went out to that to kind of see what was going on, about 20 people. They're all asking who the guy was. In fact, Nick said, well, my name is Nick Gardner. Mm-hmm. You know, what's yours? And well, and how do I get a hold of you? And he said, don't worry, I'll get a hold of you. Well, that's kind of creepy. I mean, you know, and so, yeah. I mean, well, I'm just saying. I mean, that's a little creepy. But anyway, that's my opinion. So anyway, this character is out there, and he's talking to people about how he did State of Jefferson and stuff. He has nothing to do with us. You know, I mean, first of all, if you can't tell what your real name is, there's something wrong. You don't have the, I mean, people know who we are in Jefferson.
Transparency is huge.
Yeah, there's no transparency.
It's critical.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know who this character was. I know that somebody paid for the mailer, and we have our ways of finding out who did that. So I'll just let you know it now. So if you think we can't find out who did this, you're mistakenly wrong, because we will find out. So with that, I guess we should go off to a break here, because she's waving and having conniptions in here. And,
no, she's,
oh, she's dancing now.
She's doing jazzercise in there.
Good, oh, that's good. Good girl. Always all smiling. Right. Always smiling. That's our Ashley.
All right. We need to go off to a break then. All right. We'll be back in a few.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Politicians in the big old cities are running everything. Our way of life may be simple, and it's not for everyone. It's a state of mind, it's a state of change, it's a state of Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. Jefferson. Number 51. We believe in freedom.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long. And help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Coronavirus, we're back.
Why do you look at me like that?
Well, trying to figure out what that song was.
Foreigner, it's Urgent.
Oh, Urgent.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Urgent.
I'm sorry.
It's Urgent.
Oh, come on.
Get on
a long
get with the
week,
program.
Man. Are you kidding me?
They're only going to get longer.
Yeah. Well, we've got to.
Yeah, okay, we want to cover a little bit about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals court date that is scheduled for this coming Friday. That has been, in a sense, dismissed. The court date, we're not going to court in San Francisco. The reason is the court has, let's see, I'll read the docket text so everybody understands what's going to be happening. It was filed on 2/21/2020, and what it is talking about the case number and the documents. It says the docket text was filed by the clerk, by the deputy clerk. The panel unanimously finds that the facts and legal arguments in this appeal are adequately presented in the briefs and record. So that the panel is the three judges. There's three judges in this panel that are finding this. And that the decisional process would not be significantly aided by oral argument. So the decision's been made and rendered by the court. And so for us to go down there, spend the time, effort, money, and everything else, and for our attorneys to be there to go before the court for 15 minutes to argue it one way or the other is not going to change the minds of the court. So so then what's going to happen is then it says, pursuant to FedR app, whatever the numbers are, it is therefore ordered that this appeal be submitted on the briefs and record without oral argument on March 6, 2020 in San Francisco. So what's going to happen is on March 6th, the case will be presented as it stands right now. So we the plaintiffs don't have to be there for that. Our attorneys don't have to be there for that. The defendants don't have to be there for that because that court, the three-judge panel, is going to just file the documents, or they'll have their clerk do it, and they'll sign off on it on the 6th. Now, when they send it out, we don't know when that's going to happen. It could happen that afternoon. It could happen that following Monday. It could happen within 90 days. We don't know when they're going to let us know what the findings were, what their actual opinion or decision was or is. So we are at the mercy of the court, you know, again, just to hear what's going to be happening. So at this point, we're just waiting to see. We have we've been speculating all the way around, but that doesn't do us any good. We have to wait for the documents to actually come out with every word and every letter and every punctuation mark on it to know exactly what our next step is. So we just have to wait for that. So unfortunately, we have to be patient, and we have to wait like good soldiers and see what they submit and get to us. So as soon as we know, we will let everybody else know. And so, again, we hate to throw that out there to everybody because, you know, we were excited about going to the court and doing what we needed to do. But if they're saving us a step, number one, if they're saving a step in this process, that would be great. If they're going to expedite the process by doing this, that would be even better. So we just have to be optimistic. And so that's what we have to do. We just have to wait, be patient, and see where it takes us. So hang in there with us. We appreciate it.
And now, Wynn, do you know if they have found out who the judges will be yet?
Do not know. Typically, we don't know until the afternoon before. According to the attorneys, the afternoon before, that's when they let everybody know. So we'll either know on March 5th, or we'll know on March 6th when the paperwork comes out, or any time after that.
Now, with this, is there a time period that they have to submit their ruling?
Yes.
Know? Okay, what is that?
90 days.
Okay, 90 days.
So we have 90 days.
Okay.
According to what the attorneys were sharing with us, that's the rule for the court. So they have 90 days to get it to us. But they said it should be expedited before that. They would hope. They were being optimistic. But, you know, again, everything is in the court's hands. So we just have to be patient and wait.
Sounds good. And if we get any more updates, we'll certainly bring those to you tomorrow night. It's a very important meeting tomorrow night. You need to bring somebody with you. I think we need to be discussing where we go here. You know, we do have this call to action town hall on the 15th in Red Bluff with Mark Baird and Jeanette Finnicum as the featured speakers. We do have the Greater Idaho situation where we have talked with those folks. We've got all the information we need here. And what we'll talk about tomorrow is the implementation of that proposal because, you know, you can sort of, I mean, we're not going to go through the 38 pages, you know. Nobody has enough eyelashes to pull out for something like that. But what we will have is we will have the summation of the implementation of the proposal because that's the important part about it. You know, what the proposal basically is, but how do they implement that? How's that going to work? How would it work? Can it work? How long will it take to work? Those things will be answered tomorrow, and I think it's very, very important. But I want to get to one thing that I think is paramount. This whole ad campaign that the Dalleys have done, that Megan Dalley has done, I say the Dalleys because I see on one of their flyers that Brian's name is on there. So I guess that says paid for by Brian Dalley. Maybe that was wrong. I don't know. But that's what it says for anyway. Some of the ads that were done on TV showed Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is not only an extremely upstanding citizen, a wonderful father, and a Christian, someone who has integrity, has in the state of California headed up medical associations, has just an impeccable record. They portrayed him in a black and white picture as P.K. DeNuca, and I would submit to you that why the black and white picture and the talk going around that he is Muslim, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong if someone is Muslim, but he is not. Point being is that the picture made him look, well, kind of like, looking for the word. I think it was kind of racist myself. My opinion. I think it was racist in the fact that they used his ethnicity, Piyush P.K. DeNuca. Well, we're going to put that there because most of you can't pronounce those foreign names.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that whole move was so beyond the pale. And the flyer they sent out about him failing to vote. This is a citizen, folks. This is a citizen. I know that there was a strike at Megan Dalley for money that she took, but she admitted taking money from PG&E. She admitted taking money from Big Tobacco. She did that at a meeting that we had.
And it's on record, on film.
On record, on film.
Yep.
So to do that and then portray this man as someone who maybe would hurt America, you know what I mean? How low a blow is that? Is that what you want as someone to be elected? I mean, to me, I think that's appalling and despicable.
And keep in mind, too, where do these ads come from? They're coming from the PACs. And these PACs have lots of money to create all these ads and to go as low as they can possibly go in order to get a candidate into office. And then the candidate is beholden to them because they took the money, accepted the money for, you know, these ads or whatever. So does the candidate actually have any say on what goes on these ads? I have no idea. I'm not involved with them and the PACs. I don't know what their arrangements or their sellout policies are. So you have to question that. But if they're going to be running with that type of a mindset just for ads, what do you think they're going to do when they're at the Capitol and they have votes? If it's going to get this ugly for one sovereign citizen and, you know, their opposition in a race, how is it going to be for the rest of us? For those that, you know, we question everything that goes on down in the Capitol. Why is this? Why is that? And we don't get answers. We never get answers. We never got answers from the last assembly office holder. We never got answers. We never saw them around, except for when it came to election time. Barely, if that. You see the signs everywhere, but you never see the office holder. And again, you don't see the office holder now. You never see the office holder. Has not made it to one forum that we've been involved with.
Not even the League of Women Voters.
Correct. And that was at the library. Neither one of them, the current assembly office holder and the current Senate office holder.
They're married, aren't they?
They are. And rumor has it is that they're no longer living in the district. How does that work? How does that work? So they just moved to Sacramento to do the job.
Well, I'm looking at a flyer here that says paid for by Dalley for Senate 2019, 9460 Tegner Road, Hillmar, California, 95324. And we can find out who paid for it because we now have a way to do that.
Well, that address is the accountant for that Senate office. So just know that the accountant, they legally have to put the accountant's whoever pays for it on there, whoever writes the check for the ads.
Well, it says paid for by Dalley for Senate.
Right, but they have to put the address.
Well, yeah, I know. That's the address.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have to put the address on there. So, I mean, we've learned a lot about these ads and these flyers and everything else going on. There are rules to all of it, and, you know, depending on how they manipulate the rules or how they break the rules. And even the little scan code that's on the ads, they tell you stories. So you've got to, you know, there's something all about every single one of these ads that goes out there that, you know, we just look at it naively. We see the message, but we don't do the skeletal work to find out what's really going on these ads.
Yeah, you know, when you have that kind of thing, like I'm saying, I mean, you know, Dr. Nanuka has an impeccable record. All right. You know, and to see someone do that to him, because he's saying the truth about the money that Megan Daly's receiving. It's the truth. She admitted it herself. When I asked Brian Daly, I want you to think about this one. I asked Brian Daly when Megan Daly was speaking at this Patriot meeting that we had. And Brian was there. And I said, you know, we need more representation. He said, nah, we don't need any more representation. We've got plenty of it. That's what he said. That's who you have. That's the real guy. I mean, the whole deal is here, at what point do we stop the tyranny and the activities of these people? And we'll talk more about that after we come back from the break, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
For it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's time to glow at the Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Redding Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I know. I wonder if Hitler would have done that. Hey, how about Mussolini? But Stalin, let's work together.
Yeah. They'd work together until they could slit the other's throat.
Yeah. How about we get liberty? And talking about that and talking about integrity, Wynn, you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Dr. Danuk a little bit ago. You know, with all the garbage that goes out there, think about this. Dr. Danuk, a highly educated man, is the only doctor in the Redding area to ever have been and hold chief of staff positions at both of the hospitals here in town. So at Shasta Regional Center and currently at Mercy Medical Center. He's the chief of medical staff. So how does that work if there's even a blemish on his record, on his medical record? There isn't. So we just need to make sure everybody understands that and think about it. You know, don't just take it, you know, the first little thing you hear, question it. Always question it. And he's put it out there on Facebook and other sources, you know, the information, the links that you can go to check the medical board licensing and check his record and see where he is as far as how clean his record is. I've done it. It's good. It's clean. So I encourage everybody to find it and do your homework.
And I think an important thing about that, too, and, you know, you nailed it right there, Wynn. Here's a guy that has to go through tremendous scrutiny to get the position that he got. I mean, it just you just don't fall off the truck or off the wagon and get this position. So he had to be vetted pretty well. And all the stuff that was done by the Dallies, I mean, it just, I mean, you know, this flyer about failed to vote. What does that mean? It's an insinuation that he was against it, that PK was against it. You know, I mean, and again, with the pictures that they
used.
And
how did they find his voting record?
Oh, horrible. Just horrible. It's so, folks, if you don't, I mean, how can she honestly even look in the mirror and then go, oh, you know, I bet she's, is she sitting in church today? I mean, think about this, folks. You know, the real deal is that who do you want? Do you want somebody who is going to be there for their personal gain, to be there to do what the agenda is that suits the two of them, meaning Brian and Megan Dally, or do you want to have somebody there who's not beholden to either party, but is a conservative, a constitutionalist, a pillar of the community, the real deal? Everybody's saying, well, where's the real deal? This is the real deal, folks. Get out and talk to your friends. Get out and talk to your friends. Get out and talk to your friends about what's going on with Liberty, what's going on in California. This is a man that'll stand up. You know, and there's all these other things going on, too, that you know, as Wynn said, I mean, how do you run for office if you, I don't know, you got arrested for shoplifting when you were in high school, you're a young lady and you stole, I don't know, you know, some makeup. I mean, the whole thing is that, I mean, at what point do we just get tired of these people lying and deceiving us? And how come they get into office and they come out as millionaires?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, I forget what, you know, what some of these guys come out of there with, you know, going with nothing and come out with, look at Gaines, he's got 12 houses. I mean, come on, folks. And I want to reach beyond this audience we have here. I know in a lot of cases I'm preaching to the choir. You got to get out and stand up. You got to get out and stand up. And I know a guy who stands up, and he's from Australia.
Uh-oh.
And he has some things that he can say. And remember, Peter, my good friend, there's a hover button here. So you've got to watch the colorful metaphors, mate. I love you a bunch, Peter. How are you, brother?
Hey, mate, how you doing? I didn't know what you were. I know I upset a few people yesterday, but I'm standing there, back of my truck, looking down at needles on the ground. I'm so frustrated with the ignorance and what's going on in America today. And if I upset anybody, I really don't care because I believe what I say and what I say is correct. The way I say it may, you know, probably could be different, but if you're in Vietnam, who would you want beside you in a foxhole? Listen, getting back to this Daily woman, the Daily people, you know, and the Indian people, you know, I find here in America, it's very, I've well traveled. I find it very frustrating here in America that a lot of people do not understand the difference between an Indian Hindu, an Indian Christian, and a Muslim. And you know, and to turn around and do that, I didn't know what they did, that Megan Dally, about Paul. And I like Paul, I voted for him. And I find it so frustrating that firstly, if they're that bloody ignorant, they shouldn't be in politics. And secondly, if they're not that ignorant and they do something like that, they shouldn't be in politics. They're evil.
Well, you know, it when you look at the ad on TV, let's just say you're an uninformed voter and you're watching Fox News and you see Megan smiling and then you see PK Januka and he has his picture there and it's black and white and you see this picture. And let's say, I don't know, maybe you're a little bit distant, maybe you're watching your television set, you know, and you're maybe very far right, you've been a Republican forever. What's your impression going to be? And how does your mind go? Does your mind go to, gee whiz, this guy, you know, this guy is a normal-looking person, or do you go somewhere else? Do you go somewhere to where I dare say it could be conceived as racist? Could it be that you have a conceived notion about who this man is rather than who he really is? You know, I'll just tell you right now, I've known this guy for around 6 years, and I don't think I've ever met a more godly, honest man than Paul Danuka, than Dr. Paul Danuka. He's a godly man, he's an honest man, and I trust him with my life. Now, here's the deal. I am so sick as you, Peter, and I respect you, Peter, because you say how it is. Brother, if there wasn't a censor button on here, I'd let you roll. In fact, I'd roll right along with you. But here's the deal. The deal is that I am so sick and tired of uninformed voters or people just voting Republican.
Yes.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of narrow-minded people. I'm so tired of the cowards. The cowards that we have as far as some of our politicians. They're cowards. They won't stand up. And then they say, well, you know, why don't you run for office? Well, you know why? Because I know, Peter, that you and I, if we were buddies, if we were mates in school together, we might have gotten a little trouble. We might have been a little more on the rowdy side than a lot of people. You know? The deal is that nobody's perfect. There was one perfect person, and that's Jesus Christ. And that's because he's God Almighty. And I am sick and tired of people being wimps. I'm sick and tired of the unions situations in a lot of cases where they run us. I'm sick and tired of people making excuses why we pay people who work for us in the police department or the city of Reading or all these places where they're making three, four times, five times as much as the average family. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the whining about, oh, you know, well, we need to do this and we need to do that and we need to get more of this and more of that because you don't know how to handle yourself. I had somebody say to me the other day that he scolded our former sheriff for giving CCWs out to people who maybe weren't as qualified as they should be. Who the hell does that person think they are that the decision is theirs?
Exactly.
Are they trying to say that a 70-year-old woman or that needs to protect herself should not have a weapon to protect herself because they may not know how to properly? And who the hell is that person to say that? It's not their decision. I'm sick of all this. And I know that at the Patriot meeting on Monday night, we're going to talk about this. Let's start taking some action here. Let's start moving ahead here. Three things: representation, protecting the Second Amendment, and making sure the people that we elect are accountable to the people who they represent, and that they have districts that are small enough to where they can adequately represent their constituents, and that they're beholden to the same laws we are, not to separate laws, not to separate deals, not to have their own bodyguards, not to have a CCW when you can't. I'm telling you. This thing has got to turn around now, and it's got to be more than people who just listen to this all the time. And folks, if you're listening to this, go out and talk to the people around you, your neighbors, the people that may not think totally like you. See if everything's okay with what California's doing. See if they're okay with 55 gallons of water a day. Is it okay that now if you go shopping for your little girl, you've got to buy boy clothes, they're in with the boy clothes, or that, worse yet, that your teenage daughter may have to take a shower with Johnny because he feels like Joanne that day and they played volleyball together. Is that okay? Is any of that okay? Is it okay to teach kids in school about anal sex in the eighth grade? Is that okay with you? It's despicable. At what point do you stand up? Join us tomorrow because, you know what, I think I'll go out to that Dr. Danuka and Patrick Jones rally. I think I'll go out there and I think I'll wave an American flag. And I think a lot of people should go out there and do that. I think people need to learn to stand up. I think people need to be strong, like you, Peter. And I respect you. I respect where you're coming from. I don't, you know, I hold nothing but high regard for you, my friend. And you know what? We got to go off to a break, but I got to tell you this.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be in a foxhole with you, brother. I'd be right there with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
the time has come.
For 51, let's get her done.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Ragged flag that says, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. This nation isn't what we've done, it's what we've got to do. Remember that the United States can only start with you. You better be recalling what this country is all about. And rally around that ragged flag and hear the people shout. Don't tread on me. I'm a grizzly bear that's not afraid to bite. Well, I don't look for trouble, but when trouble
comes,
cause my daddy...
God, you! You know,
yes.
Before we go to our caller, I want to bring in, there's a lady who is going to be speaking on Sovereign Minds, talking about what I was mentioning about the sex education that's being taught in your school to your kids right here in River City. And to me, the things that they're teaching is despicable. You really need to listen to the next program at 10 o'clock and hear what she has to say.
And you have to question the legality of it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, because if there are certain things on the books about certain things, just the way they're labeled, and then they turn it into educational, then it's still the same material. It's just being renamed. But then they're getting away with it at school when it's illegal for it to happen, period. So just question everything. When you hear it, question everything. And then start taking action about getting it removed.
Well, so on the line we have one of our fellow sophisticates. All right, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Pretty good. Good morning. You know, Mr. Paul DeNuca, I've known him for about 8 years now. And all this BS going out about him really irritates me, because if people in this community have any idea all the things that man has done with silence. He doesn't want it out, what he does or doesn't do. But he does more stuff for this community than 98% of the people that live here. And if you can't get behind this person instead of somebody who just wants a job for retirement and what they have done to other people and their businesses, you know, I don't understand how you can't get behind a man like this that is really a special person.
Amen, Bob.
Well, yeah, you're
amen.
Right. You're right, Bob.
With them with my life.
You're right. And you know, the thing is that everything they've done, I can't believe those ads are so despicable. I mean, how do you say that they don't look racist to you? I mean, how do you not draw a conclusion from that? I mean, it's just terrible. And again, when Brian Daly said, hey, we don't need any more representation, I believe it was something in the phrase that would just muddy up the water.
Well,
we have enough problems.
I
mean, unbelievable.
One more thing I got to say is the people of this community that knows my voice and me know I don't just stand up for somebody because I think they're something or something, but I stand up for them because of who they are and what they do. And if you can't get behind that, I don't know what else you can do.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it. We got to go to another caller. This is Stonewall. How you doing, Stonewall? What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How you guys doing? Letting you know the South is holding. And, you know, we're in a different district down here. We're Congressional District 4, currently held by Tom McClintock. But I invited Julianne Benzel out of Rockland to come speak to our group last week. She's a very interesting person. Any of you who haven't voted in this district, I urge you to go out and see Julianne Benzel. Go out and look at her website, Benzel, JulianneBenzel.com. She probably won't win it this go-around, but she's a good person to have in the batter's box. The Constitution is her guide, and she'll sit there and quote it.
Okay, for clarification purposes, is she running for
Congress? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so she's running as a Republican against McClintock, yes?
Yes, that is correct.
You know, something interesting in the last election is that there was a young gal who was a Democrat who came right out of the chute. You know, I guess she was she had been in the military, 4-H'er, you know, but, you know, was left-leaning on everything from abortion to basically a socialist. Anyway, she got 47% of the vote from McClintock. He only got 53%, which I find really pretty strange. I know that Audrey Denny, who ran against Doug LaMalfa, and Congressman LaMalfa had a record of something like that. He'd get elected like 87% of the time. He was like one of the highest rated Republicans by the Heritage Foundation, talking about how this guy just, he's going to get elected hands down out of the chute. I think she got 43 or 44%, this Audrey Denny. And I know she started her commercials already.
This year they flew in a woman named Bryn Kennedy, brought her in maybe about 8 or 9 months ago, gave her a bags full of cash and had her run against Tom, and she is the same bent, Democrat, socialist, and, you know, she's got little signs up all over the place and a lot of minions out doing her work. But, you know, Tom's 30 years may be coming to an end, and like I say, we need to have somebody good and strong in the batter's box for the next cycle, and I just really was impressed by Julianne Benzel, and I think people need to take a look at her and remember that name.
Well, I think, and we've talked about this before, Stonewall, and we've talked about it, you and I, a lot, as a matter of fact. I think the main thing is that these guys have to start making a stand. I mean, you know, the problem is where is Congressman LaMalfa gonna make a stand? And I think that, and I'm not saying he's done a bad job. I'm just saying that you got to make a stand on what's going on. I still to this day, and I know you know this, my good friend, General of the South for Jefferson. I know you say that. I know that you understand this. Nobody has a better plan or a plan that would equal Jefferson, that would give us representation, number one, in the counties and in the assembly. Number two, there's nothing that would be feasible that would work in a district that would be a larger district. You have to have small districts, so you have to have a smaller state. And number three, all these other things. I know New California, they have, like, appoint their senators, area appointed them. I never voted for a guy or gal. I don't even know who it is. But, I mean, they have that. They've got, you know, they're doing constitutional conventions, although their conventions end up being just, you know, a bunch of guests coming in and people spending money to talk about a variety of subjects. Not anything really real. And I think that there is no other solution other than a smaller state, than a state split. If there is one, I mean, for 6 years, my good friend, you and I have both been hearing, well, you know, it's not going to work. Well, what's your idea? I mean, it just absolutely blows my mind that people talk down the state of Jefferson, yet there isn't anybody with an idea. You know, get out there, wear your hat, give a hat away. Wear your hat, wear a shirt, wear a button, hand out a flyer, talk to people. Let's go. You know, we need to be marching on the Capitol. And I don't mean that for the NSA that's listening, that we are physically going to march. What I mean is we need to be going in there and banging on doors. If you live in Placer County or El Dorado County or Nevada County or any place close, or even Sacramento County, and you're tired of what's going on, go bang on some doors in there. I mean, you know, when I see a bunch of young mothers who get more attention by standing in there chanting outside the governor's office, and here we all are doing what? Doing what? Okay? And then, you know, I all the people say, well, you know, when's this Jefferson going to happen? Well, how about you help make it happen? How about you help make it happen? How about you go to a meeting tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road. Come to that meeting. Tell somebody. If you come to that meeting, you bring somebody. I don't care if you got to bring your neighbor and drag him in there. You bring somebody. We need to start marching now. Today is March the 1st. 2020. It starts now. What time is it? 9:56 and 43 seconds. We start now.
If we don't start now, then we start on Wednesday, which is Command Day. Command Day is March 4th.
You got it.
March 4th.
March 4th. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get going here. And that's what we need to do.
We're with you.
Well, I know. Pull those people in.
Well, the thing is, too, it's not rocket science. Go to SOJ51.org. Look on the calendar. Find out when the specific counties are having their meetings, and attend the meeting that's appropriate for you. If you live in another county elsewhere, if you live down in Tuolumne County, go look at their calendar. Find out when they're having the meetings and where, and get engaged. Go talk to the people that are there. Find out. Show up. Go. If you need to go listen a couple times before you get engaged, go for it. Learn something. Step outside of your box.
I'm going to withdraw and get back to my camp. Let you guys close the show.
All right, my brother.
Thanks,
thank you.
Dave. Take care.
You know, Wynn, you make such a good point. You know, you need to get out there. And if you got some ideas, let's hear the ideas. But here's the deal. Well, I've got this great idea. Well, then you need to be the one who leads it.
That's
it,
right.
Implements it.
Don't just throw it on the table and expect everybody else to take it and run with it.
And be transparent, not like this character who does this military exercise who wears a wig and glasses and then says, well, I'll get a hold of you. Well, that's – no, you won't. I mean, we're very transparent here. Everybody knows who we are, and we're just citizens. We are just citizens, and I'm tired of being attacked by people who are in politics attacking citizens.
Yeah.
Think about that a minute.
They forget who the employers are.
Well, not just that, but we're private citizens.
Yeah.
They are not private citizens.
That's right.
They can be filmed on the street.
Yep.
They can be recorded if they're at a public meeting, because they are people who are politicians, who are representatives, and who are beholden to the people. You know, no one has the right to decide your constitutional rights. They're your constitutional rights. And I'll go back to what I said a little while ago about, well, you know, we've got to be careful who we give a CCW. Who are you to say that? What decision? Okay, you teach a class? Who cares? Who are you to say who has the right to protect themselves? You don't have the right to say that.
Nobody has that right.
Oh, well, luckily, in the last 10 years, you know, we haven't had anybody hurt here in Shasta County. Well, okay, who has the right?
Nobody. It doesn't say it in the Constitution.
That's right. Everyone has the right to protect themselves.
That's right.
Hmm.
The supreme law of the land.
Hmm.
I guess we need to go.
Listen to Sovereign Minds. You're going to be enlightened and appalled all at the same time as
and
this
then
young
you need
lady.
To take action. Yeah. Take action.
Because your kids in school are being taught stuff. I mean, what? Yeah. Condom trying on parties?
No. Just, yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done, damn it.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.